Mortgage fraud. The applicant will be required to sign an affidavit at closing. By signing, the borrower certifies that the statements made in the loan application and underwriting process are factual. The fines and penalties for making a false statement are substantial, including a possible prison term and a fine not to exceed $10,000. Common mortgage fraud schemes. Churning is excessive selling such lending activity for the purpose of generating fees and commissions. Lenders encourage refinancing to earn additional fees rather than to help the customer. Chunking occurs when fraudsters take advantage of unsuspecting investors by submitting multiple loan applications to various lenders without disclosing the intention to purchase additional properties. All the while, the fraudster has promised to handle the transactions, including leasing of the investment properties. He takes a significant portion of the loan amounts as his fee and never leases the property. Investors are left with overpriced vacant properties. Many go to foreclosure, destroying the investor's credit history. Equity theft occurs when fraudsters forge a deed transfer or a satisfaction of lien and then obtain new liens on the property. The homeowner does not know about it until he or she receives an eviction notice. A foreclosure rescue scam is also a version of equity theft. The foreclosure rescue scam involves a homeowner who is deceived into signing over title to the property with the belief that he or she will be able to remain in the house as a renter and eventually repurchase it over time. In this case, the terms are impossible to live up to. The homeowner loses his or her home and any equity he or she may have built. In the other case, the homeowner thinks he or she is signing documents to bring the mortgage current, but instead actually surrenders his or her ownership. The homeowner usually does not know about the scam until the day he or she is evicted. Property flipping occurs when a property is refinanced or resold immediately after purchase for an artificially inflated value. Note: property flipping does not always involve fraud or artificially inflated values. The straw buyer is a person who is used to buy property in order to conceal the actual owner. The straw buyer does not intend to occupy the property or make payments and often deeds the property to the other individual immediately after closing. The straw buyer is usually compensated for the use of his or her identity. Mortgage fraud red flags. Significant or contradictory changes from handwritten to typed application. Employer's address, shown as a post office box. The commute is significantly unrealistic. New house too small to accommodate occupants. The borrower is downgrading to a smaller or less expensive home. Down payment in some form other than cash. Significant changes as the application process proceeds. Lack of accumulation of assets compared to income. Accumulation of assets compared to income appears to be too high. Years of schooling not congruent to profession. Incomplete or inconsistent borrower information. Unsigned or undated application. Same telephone number for borrower and employer.